From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The U.S. military says a lone gunman is responsible for the deadly shooting rampage Thursday at Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas. 12 people were killed, 31 are wounded. NPR's Wade Goodwin is at Fort Hood and says an investigation is underway.
The military has asked for federal law enforcement to come in and help with the investigation. They've shut down the crime scene. The local congressman here said that, you know, they were looking at shells and angles of fire just to confirm that there was only one shooter. And even though there's so, you know, such incredible carnage, 12 dead and 31 wounded, apparently it was all done with from one shooter with two semi-automatic or automatic handguns.
NPR's Wade Goodwin at Fort Hood. The suspected gunman has been identified as Army Major Nidal Malik Hassan, a 39-year-old psychiatrist who was reportedly about to be deployed overseas. Contrary to earlier reports that he'd been killed, the military says Hassan is alive, hospitalized after being shot four times during the melee. The shooting spree was felt at other military bases where troops once at Fort Hood are now based. This past summer, more than 2,000 Fort Hood soldiers were shifted to Colorado's Fort Carson. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee has the response there.
Officials at Fort Carson would not comment on any additional security at the base, except to say they're taking appropriate measures. Public Affairs Officer Lieutenant Colonel Steve Woolman says commanders are paying special attention to those soldiers with a personal connection to Fort Hood.
It affects each and every one of us because we're a part of one great big family. Any loss is a great and tragic loss for all of us.
Fort Carson has seen its own share of recent violence. Six soldiers stationed at the base were accused of homicides over a one-year period. In response, the Army studied ways to reduce violent behavior among returning troops. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in Denver.
President Obama hosted a day-long conference for Native American leaders Thursday. High on the agenda, improving health care, education, and employment prospects for Native American Indians. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
The conference, which drew hundreds of tribal leaders to the U.S. Interior Department, fulfills a promise Mr. Obama made during the campaign. He spoke fondly of some of the connections he's made in Indian country, including a visit to Montana, during which he was adopted as a member of the Crow Indian Nation.
Only in America could the adoptive son of Crow Indians grow up to become president of the United States.
The president's budget calls for a 13% increase in funding for the Indian Health Service. The federal stimulus program also sets money aside for some of Indians' most pressing economic needs. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
On Wall Street today, the Dow picked up 203 points, the Nasdaq gained 49, the S&P was up 20 points. This is NPR News. The Labor Department reports first-time unemployment claims declined last week to a 10-month low. Some 20,000 fewer people applied for new jobless benefits. The unemployment rate remains at a 26-year high. The government releases October's unemployment numbers tomorrow. Former Secretary of Homeland Security nominee and New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick has pleaded guilty to tax evasion and lying. NPR's Robert Smith has details.
Bernard Carrick was facing three different federal trials starting next week. Rather than taking the chance that he'd be convicted and sentenced to 140 years in prison, Carrick made a plea deal. He admitted guilt in eight felony charges against him. Prosecutors will now recommend to the judge that he serve less than 3 years in prison. Among the things Carrick copped to, lying to the White House when he was being vetted to run the Department of Homeland Security and cheating on his taxes. The guilty pleas are the latest humiliation for a man who gained national attention as the leader of the NYPD on September 11th. Carrick had been out on bail, but 2 weeks ago, he was taken to jail for leaking information in the case. He'll be sentenced in February. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
A Texas jury has found FLDS polygamous group member Raymond Jessup guilty of sexually abusing a 15-year-old girl who he said he was spiritually married to. Jessup is one of several members of the polygamous religious group who are charged after the government raided their ranch outside El Dorado, Texas in 2008. More than 400 children were taken into custody, and investigators seized computers, photographs, and documents. Jessup, who allegedly has nine wives, faces up to 20 years in prison. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.